The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Wednesday broadcast with Superfly Hayes as our executive producer. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews, everything you hear on the show is free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. We also have the all-night and all-day replay every evening from 6 p.m. until the next show goes live the following day at 3 p.m. All 3 hours of the show replayed in its entirety. The Huge all-night, all-day replay produced by Superfly Hayes at thehugeshow.net. You know, one thing I'm proud of when it comes to 19 radio stations we're on all across Michigan, almost 20 years in the market, is my partnership with Van Andel Institute, world-renowned for cancer, Parkinson's research. It's amazing what the Van Andel family, the researchers, the staff, the Purple community, what they continue to do on a daily basis to bring awareness and also raise money for cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Purple community is becoming an extension of the Van Andel Institute, where all across Michigan and now expanding beyond our state lines, they do these events where people come together and they will stand up to fight cancer. They'll stand up to fight Parkinson's. And Ashley Owen from the VAI and Dan Van Dyke are both set to join me. Now, Dan is part of the Stand Up for the Cure event on these paddle boards at Ross Park and Norton Shores on the west side of the state on September 4th. Ashley Owen is with the Purple community with Van Andel Institute. How you doing, Ash?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks so much for having us on today.
Okay, before we get to Dan, let's talk about the connection here to this Stand Up for the Cure event on September 4th at Ross Park in Norton Shores from the Purple community's perspective.
Yeah, this is just an amazing example of one of our community partnerships that has grown and thrived over the last few years. And we're thrilled to have been connected with Dan, who is producing this national level campaign and putting on an incredible in-person event again this year in Muskegon, right here in West Michigan, to support breast cancer research happening at Van Andel Institute.
All right, Dan Van Dyke from that Stand Up for the Cure event. Like I mentioned, Ross Park, Norton Shores, Muskegon area, west side of the state, coming up on September 4th. Dan, let's talk about this paddleboard event and the impact it can have on helping research for breast cancer.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for having me on the show. This is awesome. Stand Up for the Cure, this is our 10th anniversary as a nationwide event. We started in 2012 in Newport Beach, and we've grown to multiple events around the country. Michigan is now our strongest location, you know, as far as passionate people, participants, fundraising, et cetera. We are set up in a way that we have partners that help us cover our overhead, and all of our 100% of our grassroots funding goes to community programs for breast cancer diagnostics, treatment, and care. And then a portion of that we set aside for research, and our Midwest beneficiary is Van Andel Institute because of their excellence and their results in that field. Like, I think not too far in the future, breast cancer is going to be totally curable, and maybe it'll be a thing where we don't even need to stand up for the cure anymore. So that's my hope.
Let's talk about, for somebody listening who wants to be a part of this, exactly what is going on and what they need to do to be a part of the event at Ross Park and Norton Shores on September 4th.
Yeah, super easy. You can go to our website, www.suftc.org. That's just our initials, Stand Up for the Cure. And you can click. You can find out all about our impact. You can find out about everything we've done over the past 10 years. You know, we've raised over $1.5 million. We've screened over 1,800 people in person at our events. You can click the register for the event. That'll bring you to our fundraising platform. And super simple. For $35, you register for the event, you get a sweet jersey and a day full of activities. So this year is going to be a little different due to COVID. We can't do our breast cancer screening on the beach like we've done in the past because of restrictions. But we're still going to have, there's going to be paddling, there's going to be beach games, there's going to be some paddling instruction, you know, a beer garden, and catered lunch. So it's going to be a super fun day. Our idea is to get everybody's guard down in general when we have our regular events and get as many people screened on the beach as we can, get as many people introduced to this super fun water sport, you know, to tout the health benefits of activity and healthy lifestyle.
Dan Van Dyke, he is with Stand Up for the Cure. Their Muskegon event is at Ross Park, Norton Shores, that west side of the state. September 4th is the date. It's a day-long celebration of protecting lives through breast cancer research. Easiest way, I think, for those of you listening on your way home would be just to Google Stand Up for the Cure Muskegon. You'll get all the info. Purple Community, VAI. Ash, I assume you have the quick link there on your website and also social network pages.
Yep, absolutely. If you go to VAI.org or purplecommunity.org, you can find all of the information about Stand Up and our partnership and information on ways you can register and also get involved in supporting other events that are going to be happening throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, Purple Community. And if you want to start an event, if you're listening, just go to Google Van Andel Institute Purple Community. You'll get the info. Dan, for somebody listening, is this a packed event? Should they pre-register? What do you think is the best path for someone just hearing about this for the first time in Michigan and they may want to be a part of it?
Yeah, you got to register early. The City of Norton Shores won't let us have as big of an event in person as we've had in the past. So we're cutting it off at 500. So get your registration in and lock down now because it's a popular event. You know, we generally have between 800 and 1,000 at this event.
That's fantastic. Dan, keep up the inspirational work, Ash, to you and the Purple Community team and everybody at Van Andel Institute. You're just knocking it out of the park, and you guys have all worked together through the pandemic, and we'll get through this together. And Dan, good luck with your event, and we'll keep the word going. Let us know when you're full, and we'll let the people know.
Thank you all so much.
All right. There's Ashley Owen from Van Andel Institute's Purple Community and also Dan Van Dyke from the Stand Up for the Cure talking about their Muskegon area event at Ross Park in Norton Shores. He mentioned only 500 people, first 500. So I would just Google the easiest way. The website, trying to say those over the air, just Google Stand Up for the Cure Muskegon. Or, as Ashley mentioned, they do have the quick links. You can just go to Google and Van Andel Institute and Purple Community. And it's easy. That's a simple navigation. Thank you to the Van Andels and their worldwide inspirational work to find a cure for cancer and Parkinson's. When you hear Dan Van Dyke say with Stand Up for the Cure that he thinks the cure for breast cancer is coming soon, that is awesome news. And it's because of events like this on September 4th at Ross Park with Stand Up for the Cure in Muskegon.